producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Got a good show for you. We're going to start out talking about what's going on with China and the effects that the Chinese economy, the Chinese environment, etc., are having on the financial markets around the world. And we have a real expert with us, Valentin Schmidt. Valentin is the business editor of the Epoch Times. Give us your overall view as to how the Chinese economy is affecting the other economies around the world right now.
Well, thanks a lot, Al. It's funny you should say this because some people say we're very negative on China, and we have been for a long time, but like you say, it's based on facts, and me as a journalist, you know, I don't make up these things. I just talk to analysts, researchers, portfolio managers, hedge fund managers, and then I take the best analysis that I believe in and include that in my reports. And we've talked about a credit meltdown in China. In fact, I watched a TV program today that I did in the summer of 2014 with a colleague of mine who Chinese security and economic theft, and pretty much everything that we said came true. And then, yeah, it's true. There's a lot of positive things. I mean, it's a country of 2-3 billion people. So obviously there's a lot of positive things happening there too. But at this point in time, it's just that they are entering the deflationary cycle of the massive debt bubble that they blew up over the last, well, let's say especially 6 years. I mean, really like 15 years since the last debt restructuring they had. But the last 6 years have been absolutely phenomenal. Now, to start with the end, and then we're going to explain a bit how it happened. But to start with the end is basically how does that affect the global markets? How does it affect the global economies? And despite the fact that the Chinese financial system is still relatively closed off, so foreigners cannot really readily buy shares on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. It's not that easy to invest in local government bonds or even corporate bonds. Like, you have to have a lot of basically very big step to do that. Also, Chinese foreign debt, which is much different from the Asian financial crisis, is not that large. Relatively speaking, I think they paid down about 300 billion. There's 900 billion left out of a total GDP of about 10, 11 trillion. So that's really not a problem. But you do have a big problem on the real economic side, and that in turn influences world markets, because when China started to its stimulus package, and the people always think that the 4 trillion yuan that the government spent, which was like $300 billion or $400 billion, that was it. But the reality is they increased their banking system now to over 30 trillion in assets from 15, and that's how they stimulated. And major foreign companies were banking on that expansion. I mean, it's logical. If you're BHP Billiton and you see that the Chinese are buying all the copper on the world markets, and copper is going up 10-20% every year, of course you're going to expand production. And so did the oil producers and all the miners. I think commodity companies spend about $400 billion, that includes companies in China and in the rest of the world, basically banking on a continuation in China, continued building in China, property, real estate, production capacity. And so they also massively expanded production capacity, also levered up, of course, borrowed a lot of money in order to be able to do that. And now basically China has reached the end of the track when it comes to this type of growth, investment in physical assets, which makes up about 50% of their economy. And that's hurting the commodity companies, from oil producers to commodity traders, really, really, really hard. And of course, those are huge companies, and they are intertwined with the global financial system on the banking side, on the loan side, on the credit side. But also the knock-on effects of these big companies, the building in Australia, the construction of new mines, Brazil, Russia, Canada. I mean, look at Canada, Canadian dollar is down 40%. All of this has massive knock-on effects that penetrate all parts of the economy. And this is why China is, in fact, the main reason for the current sell-off in stocks. Although, of course, we know that usually after the Fed starts a tightening cycle, which actually they did at the end of 2013 with taper, starting the taper, they were still printing, but relatively speaking, they were printing less, so it's tightening. And they were continuing now, putting the icing on the cake with the interest rate hike. Of course, that it adds a major deflationary force, which is obviously not good for stocks. So you've got those two factors. Obviously, the Fed policy also influenced China, but you've got those two factors putting pressure on markets, which, that's the third thing, aren't exactly cheap to begin with. So don't be surprised if you have adverse macro, adverse company reports, and a negative monetary policy in overvalued markets. So don't be surprised if the stocks are finally going down.
Now, Valentin, obviously the slowdown in China has had a pretty severe impact on the commodities, simply because they are one of the biggest demand side players in that equation. But talking about the debt in China, a lot of it, and you alluded to it, is held domestically rather than some other countries where a lot of debt is held internationally. How does that change the outlook for a country like China when it does have a slightly different banking system in the debt structure?
Well, you're right in saying that they basically can, to a certain extent, they cannot be forced by international speculators, like in 1997, they cannot be forced to restructure. But and they do still have the foreign currency reserves, which they are using to pay down that debt. The problem, though, is that the Chinese themselves, they don't want to hold those assets anymore. I mean, the banking system basically underwrites the whole economy. Property, production capacity, corporate loans, you know, you name it. So when you realize that you've wasted all that money, even though you're not writing it down, and that's perfectly possible in a communist economy, and they're doing that already, just rolling it over indefinitely, borrowing more to pay back the debt, not taking the write-downs, not restructuring. But it doesn't really matter how you cut it. You won't get a return. You won't get a real return out of those assets, even though it looks fine on your balance sheet. And the Chinese people, I think they know that, which is why they are now, they have been record numbers, putting huge pressure upwards on the dollar and thereby causing deflation in the rest of the world. So that's another thing that people underestimated, that the Chinese sucking up dollar liquidity, which is already because of the Fed decreasing, means less liquidity for everybody else. The rest of the emerging markets are getting killed. And that obviously has effects on Western companies and countries as well.
Valentin, it's always great hearing your insights into what's going on in China. And we're going to be bringing you on next weekend as well to talk about some other stories, because China does continue to dominate the headlines, and rightfully so. It was the real beacon of light of the growth narrative out there, and by it slowing down, it is having an impact not only domestically, but also internationally and on the commodities. And I don't think this is going to slow down this year in a sense of repercussion shaping out. Who knows what China's going to try to do to stabilize everything, but I guess that's kind of why everyone is paying so close attention. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back. We have a good show recorded for you for this weekend.
Al Paul Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, we have a new guest on the show right now, a very, very interesting young man. His name is Dana Lyons. Dana is involved with a firm in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, that your father started, Dana, J. Lyons Fund Management. I like the philosophy that you guys have, philosophy being you kind of go to the sectors that are working at the time as opposed to trying to basically, you know, hope that some particular sector is going to work. Right now, you just put out a missive, if I'm not mistaken, that Corey and I read about the mining sector. So give us your feelings on mining stocks. As you know, having looked at our site, having listened to our show, we have an awful lot of folks who are very interested in the mining sector right now. What are your feelings about that?
Okay, thanks, Al. Yeah, I wrote a post a couple days ago looking at the Philadelphia Gold and Silver Index, better known as the XAU. We actually had it up as our chart of the day because we think it's at a very intriguing point right now. As you did mention, our philosophy is one of relative strength, so we're going to go to whatever sectors are working the best as opposed to trying to, you know, catch the proverbial falling knife or a mean reversion play, so to speak. So we haven't necessarily been in there trying to pick bottoms in the gold mining stocks over the last few years. But something interesting is perhaps in the works right now. About 2 weeks ago, we had another chart of the day showing the XAU, which is, as far as we know, the longest standing gold stock index that we can find. So its inception was in 1983, and it made a previous low around 2000. I think it was November of 2000, around the time the gold bull market started. Interestingly, a couple weeks ago, the XAU broke below that 2000 low and actually made an all-time low in the XAU index. So for a sector that's had a rough go of it, this was about as dubious a milestone as you would find. So after dropping about maybe 10% or so after that hitting that low over the last few weeks, it's bounced back and over the last few days is testing that breakdown level. So in our view, one of two things is going to happen here, something either very bullish or something very bearish. So like I said, it's testing that breakdown level. So if that serves as resistance, which would be our default conclusion until proven otherwise, then you could see the gold miners, you could see the XAU fall back down and start a new leg lower to, you know, all-time lows, which, you know, as a chartist, there's no level of support when you're at all-time lows. So there is the danger of that. So that's an exceedingly bearish scenario. On the other hand, if the XAU can reclaim that breakdown level and move above the previous short-term peaks, then you have what we call a classic false breakdown in which price moves to a new low but is quickly reversed and reclaims that area. And that type of scenario is as bearish as a breakdown is to new lows. That would be just as bullish to the upside if it could reclaim that level and begin to move to the upside. That could be, you know, possibly a development that, you know, gold bugs and gold mining investors have been waiting perhaps for the last several years for. That type of move could lead to an explosive move to the upside, a durable, you know, longer lasting rally than we've seen, you know, over the last couple of years with, you know, just these little mean reversion bounces and whatnot. So it's kind of a binary outcome in our mind. It's either going to be extremely bearish or it's going to be, you know, extremely bullish, depending on how price reacts right here to these levels.
Now, Dana, when we do look at this significant of a price level and that being the all-time low, no matter what market it's in, but right now we are dealing with this XAU, if we do break this level, how many days would you like to see the price either hold above this level if we do break it to confirm to you that we are back above? Because we can see, you know, these false breakouts, which sometimes get people trapped on the wrong side.
Right, exactly. That's a great question. The thing I'd like to see most is you have a series of short-term peaks going back to November, December, early January, around in the XAU, it's around the 49 to 50 level. If it could maintain this breakdown level and move above those short-term peaks of the last few months, that would be a great sign of confirmation in my mind that a false breakdown could be at hand and we could see, you know, a material move to the upside. Of course, our philosophy is to always manage risk, so we wouldn't be blindly buying it without having proper risk measures in place in case it does break back down below that breakdown level. Like you mentioned, we've seen these false breakouts time and time again over the last few years, but I would say if it can break above those previous short-term peaks over the last couple months, around 49 and 50, that would be a great sign that they're maybe longer-term legs to the rally.
Now, Dana, when we're talking about precious metal stocks, obviously they are closely correlated to precious metals, and then there are also a lot of other asset classes that seem to play havoc sometimes with these metals, that being the U.S. dollar or also inflation expectations. Are you paying attention to any of these other avenues as well?
As macro managers, we basically have all sectors, all asset classes on the radar. And as I mentioned earlier, we're agnostic as far as our investment selection. Whatever area is working at the time and based on our model is likely to continue to perform well, that's where we're going to go. So naturally, avoiding most of the commodities, the hard asset areas for some time. We don't do a lot in the currencies, but obviously if we were, we'd be the most bullish on the U.S. dollar. In our view, it's done nothing wrong yet to signal any sort of a reversal of the bull market that it's been in lately, except that it's, you know, it hasn't been able to break above that high that it set last May. So besides that, there's nothing telling us yet that that bull market, that move upward in the U.S. dollar is over. So that in that sense, that could continue to pressure commodities if it does remain strong.
This is not investment advice, just a suggestion. Dana works with his staff, John Lyons. John is the president of the firm and the founder of the firm. I really like their philosophy, number one. And I like the fact also that the credibility in terms of Dana is greatly enhanced, in my opinion, by the fact that he is a contributor to Yahoo Finance. Listen, just signed up for that newsletter myself, by the way. I think I'm going to have a lot of time for these guys. Thanks, Dana.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Chatting right now with the president and CEO of Equitas Resources, Kyler Hardy. Kyler, thanks for joining us today.
Alan, Corey, pleasure to be back as always. And I think a timely chat after the events of the last week here.
Well, absolutely, Kyler, and I wanted to bring you on to address some of the questions that I've received from listeners and also some of the comments that I've read, reading up on some of the analysis on the recent agreement that you over at Equitas released a couple weeks ago, and that was the acquisition pseudo-merger with a private South American mining company. The first question that I have for you is, how did this whole deal come together? Can you take us through what happened and how you found this company?
Absolutely. So it actually came to me through a close business associate and friend. I was catching up with him. He's a fairly successful investor, and he mentioned that he'd put some capital up and was a large shareholder in this private gold company. It's actually a British Columbian company with an operating subsidiary in Brazil. He'd been looking for an opportunity. Both me and him had been looking for an opportunity to work together for quite some time. And it came down to the fact that, well, you know, it's you have this vehicle Equitas. Things seem to be going okay for you guys. We've got this opportunity down there. We're building cash flow. Why don't we put them together? And kind of hummed and hawed about it a little bit and thought about it and threw some ideas around. And it just kept making sense and more sense and more sense, because I'm a guy that's always built cash flowing businesses, and you know, it's not necessarily the norm in the resource sector, especially the junior sector, for cash flow, but we see it as an opportunity to redeploy that cash flow, and it just, it made a lot of sense, especially for the market we're in, the opportunity to employ a large roll-up strategy and really increase the value of this thing with cash flow and exploration and development upside.
You know, Kyler, it's interesting. You've got a pretty, what I would have to say, an intriguing situation to me with what you're doing over in Eastern Canada, and now in particular with the situation you have down in Brazil. What are the company's plans for, let's say, the next 6 months or so?
Well, the next 6 months, I think we're going to be extremely busy. First of all, it's getting this merger closed, and getting a bit of a financing done, whether that's equity or streaming or debt. We're not quite sure what that looks like yet. But from there, we're launching directly into significant development in Brazil, which will include an increase of cash flow. We can't necessarily talk about the numbers quite yet, but our 12-month kind of per annum goal is to be in the 10,000 ounces per annum range, with a secondary, say, 2 years, getting up to the 20,000 ounce per annum range. So, as you can see, there's a lot to do between here and there. But we've got a plan to get a gravity plant, a second gravity plant on site, as well as a CIL plant, which we think will really move this forward. All the engineering and metallurgy is done. It's just simply a matter of transporting it from its current location to where we're currently mining down there.
Now, Kyler, this deal for this Brazilian producing mine, it is changing the narrative of the company. And while some people, you know, that got behind Equitas saying that this could be a big discovery over in Eastern Canada, in Labrador, now seeing that there is a mine in South America that's coming into the company, it has thrown some people off. But quite frankly, this is just kind of the way you need to survive in this market. Because right now, if you're just an exploration company out there drilling, you're not getting a whole lot of value for those drill results. And by bringing a mine online, or I guess it already is online, by trying to increase the production, you're changing this more into a cash flow play, at least for the short term right now, aren't you?
Absolutely. And it's I've fielded a number of questions along this lines here. How are you managing the transition? What's the opportunity? Why, you know, we put money up for this? Why are you going this way? And, you know, my response to a lot of that is, well, if we want to significantly increase value right now, unfortunately, is with a pure exploration play, it's extremely difficult, and we won't be able to get the value that we think is due for the company over the long term. But at the same time, it's taking, you know, a skill set that we have in house and redeploying it slightly to say, hey, you know what? We've got a great corporate team, we've got a great M&A team around us, we've got a great deal flow team. How do we grow this thing? As you know, management is very significant shareholders, and we want to see our equity worth more every day as well. And cash flow just has a way of doing that. We could take that cash flow, redeploy it onto more grassroots assets, and get a larger bang for our buck at the end of the day, because we're not going back to the market continually to redilute ourselves.
Cash flow seems to be the big topic here, and I guess people are a little concerned right now because there aren't any numbers public, because, as I believe you are going through the due diligence process currently, what time frame can people expect some projections as to cash flow for the company?
Well, that's a great question. And so we're in the process. They're auditing their books right now as part of our due diligence process on them. So we've got a third party taking care of that along the lines there. So once we complete that and do a thorough analysis of it, we'll be able to talk about what they have been producing over the last, say, six, eight, 10 months here and be able to start to put projections based on those cash flow numbers back out in the market. So we're wanting to have this transaction closed by February 16th is what we've agreed on. It may be a little bit longer than that, say end of February is really when we'd really like to have all the pieces kind of put together. Additionally, we'll have a PEA coming out in the very near term after the completion of the merger, and that will there we'll be able to talk about the cash flow numbers themselves, the recovery rates, all the details about the deposit itself, and our plans moving forward to monetize this thing significantly.
So, Kyler, will there still be drilling going on in Labrador on the other asset?
Yes, so we'll head back out there to drill once we're up and cash flow positive and we've executed the first piece of the business plan in Brazil so that we can be self-sustaining.
Given the environment of the markets right now, I really have to hand it to you and your team in terms of what you guys are doing with Equitas. So I'm looking for big things to happen personally. And again, in the interest of full disclosure, Corey and I are both shareholders in Equitas.
Well, Kyler, I guess to wrap it up here, as for cash flow, you did mention that you do need to go through a financing after this deal is closed. You mentioned that it might not be shares, it might not be equity. When will you need to come to this decision?
We're actively going through this decision right now. And so we haven't necessarily chalked it up to any which one at this point in time, simply because we don't want to corner ourselves and not be able to execute if an opportunity to close a financing in one fell swoop comes along, or if there's a larger opportunity at play. So we're actively going through it. Many of the shareholders have come up to us and asked us to participate in this next round when we do it. And so there will be an equity component associated with it. At the same time, we are looking for the best possible solution for the company to get over the hurdle on this new deal here. So it's pieces are ongoing, but we should have it wrapped up and announced over the next little while.
All right, Kyler, great chatting with you. Thank you for the update. Everyone who wants to check out Equitas, that is EQT on the TSX Venture Exchange. We will also be posting any news releases. If you have any questions, please email me directly, Fleck, that is F-L-E-C-K, at kereport.com. I'm in touch with Kyler on a regular basis, and he is always happy and willing to answer whatever questions anybody has.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome in. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am joined by a fan favorite, Abby Gilbert. Abby was away to kick off this year, so this is the first time I've been able to bring him on in 2016. Abby, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, Abby, let's get right into it. Talk about the U.S. equity markets. Starting off the year, we saw quite a drop and a little bit of a comeback, especially at the tail end of this week. Friday, we saw a nice move in the Dow. But overall, I'm not overly impressed by this comeback that we've seen. How do you feel about the markets?
I was watching a potential bullish setup going into December. I think you guys remember that we were looking higher, but when we got up to about Wednesday at the end of the year, I told all my people to get out of the market for now. If we're going to get a breakout, you can get back in on a pullback, but the potential also was sitting there that we could break down in a big way. And we were looking at the 2030 level on the SPX, and we said in the beginning of the year that if 2030 breaks, it's going to open us up to get down to at least 1847, with the potential to head down as low as the low 1700s. And it's amazing. The first day of the year, it broke. And right now, I'm still looking for potentially a 17 handle on the market.
Because I do remember having you on the show, you were saying, you know, January could be a pretty good month for U.S. stocks, but the waterfall decline pretty much broke your targets, and now you are, I would say, pretty much settled in the bear camp for right now, aren't you?
Well, Yes and no. The 2030 level is what really did it for me. Once 2030 broke, I said, guys, get out of everything, and we're starting to look down to the 1800s initially, potentially the 1700s. Right now, when we bottomed earlier, we've been looking higher. Our target has been 1931 up to about 1952 on the SPX for a corrective rally that we call a fourth wave. Now, a lot's going to depend. Corrective rallies are very, very much these shakeout events. So if we can maintain early in the week on the next pullback, if we can maintain over the 1918 level on the SPX, I think we can go up to at least 1945, maybe even 1952, outside shot of 1960, and that's going to set us up for the next phase decline. Back down to the lows, at least the low 1800s, but more potentially into the 1700s. So that's what I'm looking for. So the month of February can be potentially ugly. But if we don't hold 1918 early in the week on a pullback, and we follow through below 1910, you're going to have a major shakeout event where we go back down to about 1830 to 1850, and then go back up again to 1930 to 1950, and then go back down to the lower lows. So there's a little bit of that we have to watch early next week as to how it plays out.
So it sounds like we could be in for some choppy action, but some choppy action that is quite a bit below those all-time highs that we put in last year. Avi, would you consider yourself one of those people who says that the markets right now are in a bear market or potentially could be entering a bear market?
I do not. I am looking at this as a correction. In fact, if the market is even able to exceed 1970 on this current rally, we have the potential to be setting up for new all-time highs and not too distant future. But not my primary expectation at this point. I think we need another loop down before we go back up. But no, I'm looking at this as a correction, not a bear market. I still believe that we are going to be going over 2,300 on the SPX, potentially even over 2,600 on the SPX, over the next couple of years.
All right, sticking to your calls there, Avi. I like that. We will definitely be following along with those. Let's switch it over to oil right now, talking about, just the general oil complex. Many commentators have said that oil is the one that is leading these markets, whether it's to the downside or this recovery that we've had in the last week and a half. How do you feel about the oil price?
This is a corrective rally to us. While, it still can go a bit higher, I'm still looking for lower lows going out into February, maybe March, but I think springtime will likely see a significant bottom in the oil market is what I'm seeing.
So it's going to take, 2-3 more months before you're even considering getting bullish?
Well, I think the next drop. I think if anybody is an oil trader, I think they need to start on the next lower lows. I think they need to start layering into longer term long positions if they are a longer term player in this market. I believe that over the next couple months we will hit a significant bottom.
So I haven't asked you this before, but related to the comments that oil is leading the U.S. markets, do you, when looking at your technicals, look at a couple of the different markets to almost correlate some of the movements, or do you look at them all very, very differently?
I never correlate. I do not believe in correlations. Sometimes markets may trade in tandem, does not mean that they are correlated. Even beyond that, about a year ago, I started getting my members prepared that a number of the risk markets, and in my opinion, will likely bottom together and begin to rally together in a significant way. Specifically, I think we can see oil, metals, and the equities all bottom and rally together later into 2016 and beyond. So I am looking for not necessarily correlation, but more in they're all bottoming in their own individual patterns around the same time. And you're going to see, I don't know what the cause is going to be. I don't know what people are going to say this is what caused it. Causes mean nothing to me. All I'm seeing is that the potential exists that we could have a major broad-based risk-on move later this year.
All right, Avi, let's switch it over to gold. I know you like to follow GLD. It has been in a nice upward trend since we started this year, a little dip about the second week of this year. However, we are continuing to hold above. We're close to that 200-day moving average. Where are we in your wave analysis, and what do you think we're going to be looking for as we move into February?
Well, in my wave analysis, I'm going to need to see us getting through the 110 region in strong fashion in order to even consider anything bullish. For me, I'm looking at a potential topping out in the near term and setting us up to drop to our, we're hoping, our final lows already. I have not yet called any bottom in any metals complex yet. After the next drop to lower lows in GLD, I think that was that's going to be my first attempt at the bottoming call.
Any idea what this drop will look like? Will it be quite severe and quick, or will it be a grinding down drop?
I wish I could say. My preference is a strong drop followed by an even stronger reversal. That's my preference. I what the market does and how it does it, that I can't foresee. I can tell you that I'm looking for a lower low potentially as long as we're below the 110-111 region on the GLD.
Now, let's wrap it up with that overall comment that you made before we switched into the metals here, talking about how oil and the metals, commodities in general, can all bottom later on this year almost in tandem and start moving up. A, why do you say that? And B, any time frame that you can put on this?
Well, oddly enough, I have to tell you, when I look at the GDX and the HUI, the HUI bottomed almost to the penny at the 0.618 retrace with a five-wave structure that is already completed. There is significant potential that the miners have already bottomed as a complex. We're looking for confirmation of that. So, it's possible also that the market itself has bottomed. But a lot of the structures that I'm seeing across many markets are suggesting that the equities and the and metals and oil, everything is nearing some form of multi-market. And this also goes for international markets as well that we follow. A number of them are setting up to see long-term bottoms setting up over the next 3 to 6 months as well. So there seems to be a lot of confluence for bottoming patterns across the world through various markets as well as various risk assets. So it just seems like a very interesting setup to us.
Interesting comments, Avi. Great to have you back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.